Intersex variations, I suppose, intersex is an umbrella term for a whole bunch of congenital genetic variations that happen within humans and other species, but where people have sex characteristics that don't necessarily conform to typical ideas about what male or female sex characteristics should look like. So that someone might have a combination of chromosomes and external presentation that might not fit what you think is a male or a female.
And so how many different types of intersex variations are there, or is it countless?
I suppose intersex is very often been medically inframed, so there's a lot of different conditions or syndromes to describe different variations. So maybe there's over 40, I think, that get talked about. But quite often, I've certainly met a lot of people who have no idea, and the doctors have no idea, spontaneously occurring. And sometimes other intersex variations are kind of genetic and regressive through different ancestries within the family.
And so how common is birth with intersex variations?
Well, the frequency differs for each different intersex variation, obviously. The research that's been done is actually so divergent in terms of medical research and not very much social research. And so long story short, we like to say that there's anywhere from between, say, 1 and 2%, maybe about 1.7% of the population may have some form of intersex variation. A good picture of that is it's about the same occurrence as the gene for red hair. So
right. And are people generally aware that they have an intersex variation at birth?
So intersex variation can become obvious at birth, like quite usually happens when there's a very visual difference in a child when they're born. Or it may actually not present itself until puberty happens, when some person's body may go through a different type of puberty, or puberty might be delayed, or their body may change in unexpected ways. Or it may happen later on in life when people try to conceive, or by random chance, or by not at all. You know, like some intersex variations are so mild that they may go undetected one's life, whole life. And people just accept their body as they are, like, a lot of the time.
And Barney, the medical establishment has pressed people with intersex variations and their families to undergo so-called normalizing procedures for a long time. Is this still a widely accepted treatment for people who are born with an intersex variation?
Well, accepted by who is the question. Do you know, like, it's wildly performed in most countries around the world, including Australia. The issue is that intersex is often diagnosed and determined in hospitals, and so people are already engaged in a medical framework when intersex comes along. There's only really a couple of intersex variations that pose any type of medical emergency in that way. Most of the emergencies that's being addressed through these normalizing surgeries are social emergencies, and they're set to reduce psychosocial pressures on individuals and on parents. So because parents suffer with not knowing anything about intersex, then having an intersex child, and then all of a sudden having to make all of these decisions about what's the best thing to do for their child, and do they want their child to grow up obviously different, or, you know, and it's, you know, it's extremely complicated stuff in terms of socially.
Would you say that social pressures are like the largest factor in these kind of decisions?
Well, stigma, for sure. You try and find an intersex person, you know, that's not, doesn't run an organization. Like, it's, social stigma is outrageous. Like, you know, like the fear of being different, or the fear of being targeted or something like that is very real and unnecessary, because what we're sensibly talking about is natural genetic variation within humans, which has been you know, medically erased to a large degree so that people don't even know that it exists when it's actually, you know, a natural, it's a natural part of our genetic biodiversity, you know?
Right.
So it's kind of a bit weird. And I suppose just going back to the medical thing, it's like, this has been kind of changed. And usually it's up to the individual intersex person in order to have to wear that ongoing secrecy and shame of having a shameful wrong body that's been surgically corrected to some degree so that they can fit in with the rest of society and our false conception of reality that there's only two genders, you know, or two sexes.
And of course, recently there's been a lot of emerging awareness about lesbian rights and gay rights and transgender rights. But do you feel like there's still a debate lacking or discussion lacking or consciousness of intersex variations in public consciousness?
Yeah, sure. And there's also a lot of misconception that happens as well. Like, you know, it's really wonderful that intersex is getting more attention through association with a larger LGBTI consortium, but, you know, LGBTI is not one word. It's individual letters of representing huge variety of different communities within that one scope. And the complication is that intersex isn't necessarily about sexuality or gender identity. In fact, it's not about sexuality at all, or gender identity, to the point that intersex people are such a wide group of people in themselves that they have just as many different sexualities and gender identities as the general population of people. What we're talking about with intersex is bodies. And, like, some intersex people can be heterosexual. So, like, including that within an LGBTI framework that we're actually talking about heterosexual intersex people makes it not so easy to inframe. But I suppose, you know, like, still a lot of, like, the normalizing medical treatments and a lot of the abuse that very visible intersex people experience in daily life is based on homophobia. And so, like, there's reason why we're lumped in with the big LGBTI other family in society. Yeah.
And Bonnie, so moving forward, I guess, what needs to be done, do you think, to raise awareness or clear up confusion about intersex?
Well, people need to actively research and find out, right? Not just think that because they understand LGBT or T politics that they're necessarily inclusive of intersex policy or politics. Our human rights really need to be protected. You know, the bodily autonomy of individual intersex people has to be foremost in any type of healthcare treatment that they receive as children and as adults. Because, you know, just because we're different doesn't necessarily mean that we're bad, you know, or sick.